Welcome to Somerset's Audio History Tour. I'm Renee Reckner, a librarian at Somerset Public Library, and your guide as we explore the people, places, and events that have shaped Somerset over time. Along the way, you'll hear from local voices sharing stories that span generations, offering a glimpse into the town's evolving history. Let's dive into Somerset's past and uncover the stories behind its landmarks, starting with Kay Walsh, who has been the president of the library board since 1982.
The Somerset Public Library officially formed in February of 1974. A group of residents, including then-village president Tony Collegia and then-director of St. Croix County Library, Gene Hansen, founded the library. Dean Tweeton, Edwin Kelstow, Mary Cratley, Richard Peterson, Laura Lynn Campbell, and the first Somerset librarian, Joanne Falkowski, made up the board's inaugural members. The board, librarian, and supportive volunteers organized the library in a corner of the village hall. The library's humble beginnings consisted of a small selection of paperback books stacked on brick and boarded shelves. Within 2 years, so in the fall of 1976, the library moved to a 356-square-foot remodeled former storage room in the village hall. The library then increased operating 10 to 15 hours per week due to the growing popularity. Lorraine Ronnenberg was hired as librarian. So then in 1981, the library rented a 756-square-foot apartment on Spring Street. And through volunteer help, the space quickly became a functioning library. Patrons and organizations continued to pour in donations, funds, and grants. But there were setbacks. In 1987, the apartment above the Somerset Library caught fire. And in the same winter, a water pipe burst in that same location. The library had its books and other materials damaged in the incident. Salvageable items were spread throughout the Somerset community, from people's homes, banks, to the town hall and churches. It was time for a move. Lorraine and the library board began searching and planning for a new permanent location. The village had built a new maintenance garage, and the old maintenance cement block building on the corner of Hud and Garfield was a possibility. So the Somerset Village Board brought a referendum to the voters in 1990, which passed 177 to 83. The Village Board of Trustees passed a resolution for the Library Board of Trustees to conduct a capital campaign. So in 1990, the Library Board of Trustees and supporters initiated a capital campaign to construct a new library. For years, they helped organize bake sales, phone campaigns, walkathons, garage sales, grant applications, and more. The volunteers successfully raised over $265,480 for the construction. The library board officially broke ground for the 3,500-square-foot building in May of 1993, with Derrick Construction of New Richmond as the contractor. Somerset Public Library officially opened its doors that November at its current location at 208 Hud Street. Fast forward to 2017. With the growth in the surrounding community and increased population, the library was in need of an expansion. The Renew Somerset Library campaign kicked things off with a launching event in March of 2018, where over 400 people were in attendance. Construction by Derrick Companies of New Richmond to the over 9,000-square-foot addition began in 2019, which soon opened in 2020. But then it all closed in March of 2020, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. On September 16th of 2021, the library was able to celebrate its grand opening and long-awaited return to its community. I'd like to close by saying, we are blessed with an outstanding library director, staff, a very supportive Friends of the Somerset Library group, several library board trustees over the past 50 years, and many, many volunteers. Our library is really the centerpiece of our community. It is education, recreation, and socialization for all ages and at no cost.